Jim Jones was not an atheist. If you could show me the proof, I'd very much appreciate it.
Hey guys, this is Matt Powell. So it won't be long if you're witnessing to people on the street or sharing the gospel of Christ with certain folks that people will say that you're getting people to drink the Kool-Aid of religion. And unfortunately, people haven't even researched where that phrase comes from. And they will reference Jim Jones as a Christian leader that murdered a bunch of people. But what they don't understand is that Jim Jones actually was a full-blown atheist by his own admission. In fact, Jim Jones said that he hated God and that the God of the Bible was dead.
But I hope you'll be more sympathetic for those dear hearts outside that say, God is dead. God is dead.
My bishop knows that I'm an atheist. I'm an atheist. He knows that I recognize only love when I say, God is love. Well, you heard my preaching, right?
Jim Jones was not a Bible-believing Christian. He was not a believer in the Lord Jesus Christ. He even was on record several times saying that there is no heaven up there, so we're going to have to make heaven down here. That's what he said.
There's no heaven up there. Nobody's going to come out of the sky. Nobody will ever come to save us. There's no heaven up there. We'll have to make heaven down here.
So keep in mind, this is a full-blown atheist that people often use as an example that Christianity is bad. They will use Jim Jones, the atheist, who murdered a bunch of people, to prove that Christianity is somehow false. Whenever people say, don't drink the Kool-Aid, it just goes to show they haven't even researched who Jim Jones even was or what that statement was all about. Jim Jones gave those people the Kool-Aid of atheism, the Kool-Aid of saying that there is no God, and that's the real Kool-Aid that was given to them. It had nothing to do with Christianity. In fact, it was anti-Christ. Jim Jones has been on record several times saying that his worst enemies are preachers. The worst enemies we have are preachers and religion, he says.
The worst enemies we got are preachers. The worst enemies we've got is religion and its churches. That's the worst.
So really let that sink in. I mean, you have atheists out there all the time that say, don't drink the Kool-Aid of religion, but they don't even realize that phrase is taken from Jim Jones, one of them, an atheist, a murderer, a communist, a Soviet, somebody that didn't even believe in God. They're using him as an example that Christianity is somehow false and that it's somehow bad.
My bishop knows that I'm an atheist.
So I would encourage the atheist community and those who believe that there is no God to just simply do their research themselves before throwing out the blanket statements that we've all heard a million times.
There was a little girl named Julie Reynolds that was being forced to take it. She was about 13, I guess. And she kept spitting it out, and they were forcing her to take it.
Only a few people drank it willingly. You would drink it too if they were standing over you with a gun that said you have to drink the juice right now. You didn't have a choice.
Even my son's ninth grade math teacher said it, and my son came home and he said, Mom, she said, you know, don't drink the Kool-Aid. And I'm thinking, why does she not know? And she's a teacher. Why would they not know? Why do people not know this? What's really behind that? Why minimize something like that? I'd love to start something that people would understand. Please, please don't take that so lightly. People suffered.
God is dead, if he ever was alive. That God of the unknown variety is dead.
Well, thank you for the feedback, because I must say I felt somewhat hypocritical for the last years as I became an atheist. You feel tainted by being in the church situation. But of course, everyone knows where I'm at. My bishop knows that I'm an atheist. He knows that I recognize only love. When I say I would say God is love. Well, you heard my preaching. Right.
But I hope you'll be more sympathetic for those dear hearts outside that say God is dead. God is dead. If he ever was alive, that God of the unknown variety is dead. That's why there should be, for a moment, as the good John Birch Reader said, he said he wished that everybody for a moment would wake up to what I'd said. Just for a moment, think that there's no God. He said, then maybe we might do something to help ourselves. I am a savior because I save everybody that comes to me. But don't call me your creator, Sky God. I would rather you call me the devil, because he had the sense to rebel. He had the good sense to rebel.
I then would have nothing to do with God. Have nothing to do with that Sky God. Have nothing to do with this Bible. You're going to help yourself or you'll get no help. There's only one hope of glory. That's within you. And I'm showing you the thing within you. The revolution in me is showing you the Christ revolution in you. That's the only hope of glory. There's no hope up there. Nobody's going to come out of the skies. Nobody will ever come to save us. There's no heaven up there. You have to make heaven down here.
The worst enemies we got are preachers. The worst enemies we've got is religion and its churches. That's the worst.
I was the lawyer and attorney for the notorious Jim Jones. Jim Jones had set up his colony in the forests in Guyana. But they were not Christians. Jim Jones did not believe in God. It was a cult. He was a Satanist. Indeed, he believed in anything. He believed in the communist ideology, which he proclaimed in his last will and testimony, leaving everything to the Soviets.
Again, Jim Jones was not an atheist. If you could show me the proof, I'd very much appreciate it.